Israeli human rights group has filed a $1 billion lawsuit against Facebook on behalf of families of victims of the Palestinian attacks. The lawsuit presented at the New York federal court claims that Facebook is providing a platform for militants to spread violence and incitement. The Shorad Hadin legal group, initiating the lawsuit, accuses Facebook of violating U.S. anti-terrorism laws and assisting militant groups in recruiting, radicalizing, and instructing terrorists. The lawsuit mainly focuses on the activity of Islamic militant group Hamas, which runs the Gaza Strip and which has fought three wars against Israel since 2007. Last week, the Middle East Quartet of International Mediators, including Russia, the U.S. and the EU and the UN, also released a report on the Israel-Palestinian conflict, identifying, quote, the spreading of incitement to violence on social media by Palestinians as a key issue.
Well, to discuss this issue in further depth, we're now joined live over the phone from London with a lawyer and an internet law specialist with the law firm Cohen Davis Solicitors, Yair Cohen. Welcome to the show, Yair.
Hello, Dean. How you doing?
Well, we're doing actually pretty good here in Moscow. I hope that you are doing just as well. Now, could you tell our listeners just a little bit more about the legal peculiarities of this lawsuit?
Well, this is really the first case where Facebook is said to be providing, and I'm quoting, material support or resources to terrorist organizations or to affiliates of terrorist organizations responsible for assisting in the commission of terrorist acts. Previous lawsuits of this nature had been filed against mainly financial institutions, banks that have been accused of accepting money that was aimed to be channeled to terrorist organizations. So this is really the first case that we see where social media company is asked to be held to account for posts that are being posted on its platform. Now, this case is following a number of documented experiments where the organization Shorad Hadin Law Center, they claim that Facebook has failed to take action in relation to inciting material. It is a very, very interesting case. It also follows, as you said, the Quartet report that the Palestinian latest terrorist attacks against Israelis are highly motivated by social media glorification. So it is an interesting case, certainly, yes.
What basis are they going to file this lawsuit? What's the basis?
Well, I know this lawsuit had been filed yesterday, and I'm still awaiting my colleagues in the United States to send me copies of the subpoena, and I'll be delighted to speak about this tomorrow or another day. But my understanding is the allegation is that Facebook is providing material support by facilitating closed groups, by facilitating advertising, by facilitating a platform for information to be spread out, which is intended to facilitate acts of terrorism. So the idea is that information that is being posted on Facebook is then either being encouraging people to go and commit acts of terrorism, or in fact help organize terrorist cells that will in the near future presumably will be used to commit acts of terrorism.
You know, on the face of it, it seems as if this is a pretty clear-cut case. On the other hand, I guess it depends upon the court's decision of a terrorist and a terrorist act. So with that in mind, how would you estimate the plaintiff's chances?
Well, in terms of the term terrorism and terrorism act, this specific case is directed at the Hamas, which is a designated terrorist organization by the U.S. State Department. So in that respect, I don't think there will be serious questions. Now, the main issue will be is whether Facebook is simply a publisher or is just a neutral platform that equivalent to a graffiti wall where people can write or post or create discussions regardless of Facebook views of opinion. However, the lawsuit will say, as I understand it, that Facebook actively assists the insiders to find people who are interested in acting in the hateful and messages and suggestions. So the issue will be is whether Facebook is actually playing an active role, and whether Facebook is facilitating groups, facilitating discussions, and of course whether Facebook has got the ability to effectively monitor the what has been carried out inside that platform. And we know that Facebook is monitoring, and we know that Facebook has got facilities to monitor. We also know from evidence submitted previously that Facebook chose on a number of cases to ignore reports about alleged terrorist activity. So it is an interesting case, and it might even succeed.
Well, again, I guess it depends upon a person or the court's definition of terrorism or what a terrorist is, or even what a terrorist act is. And I say that because, you know, on one hand, there's not necessarily half the world, but there's a large majority of people that say that Israel is a terrorist state. There's a large majority of the people that say Hamas is a terrorist state. There are different social groups inside the U.S. that may or may not be advocating violence against other groups of people. So it's an interesting case. And of course, the biggest thing that really stands out to me is that for a very long while, several years now, you know, the Islamic State has been recruiting across Facebook. There are all kinds of stories of trading sex slaves, you know, buying weapons, and I don't know. You know, I'd like to see how it plays out. Do you know if Facebook has a game plan? Have they responded, or do you know anybody in their camp that might be able to give you a heads up on how they plan to approach things?
Well, we are waiting for information to come through, and I've been speaking to my colleagues in the U.S. And coincidentally, I spoke to one colleague only about 10, 15 minutes ago. And she's involved in a case where Motorola had been sued actually by Palestinian groups that, as you said, alleged that that Motorola was, of course, allegedly been assisting Israelis in committing act of terrorism. So yes, it could go either way. But the difference is that I think Hamas is been a designated terrorist organization. And until that changes, I think that the position in relation to Hamas as an organization or Islamic State would be different to the attitude towards a state.
Well, yeah, sure. You know, the idea, of course, is just that different people have different opinions, and I would find it interesting to see how the court plays this out. Now, you raise an interesting point when you talk about Motorola there. Could you tell us a little bit more about this lawsuit? And is this some type of general trend in the courts are where groups of people are suing large corporations?
We know about one other case against Facebook that was filed on behalf of I believe 20,000 Israelis, and we know about this one specific Motorola case. And I will be looking forward to chatting to my colleague who is actually defending the case on behalf of Motorola to see how things are developing.
Interesting. Let's go back to Facebook for a moment then. And do you feel that it could be legally possible to force the company to censure materials as seen as inciting violence or maybe as per a court order?
It would be possible, in theory at least, because the Anti-Terrorism Act specifically makes provision for prevention of assisting terrorist activity, so it could possibly it would be interesting to see whether the court is willing to impose on Facebook a positive duty to act. We know that in the other case against Facebook, the remedy sought is only an injunction, and the injunction is or injunction is another word for a court order, and the court order that is sought is to order Facebook to take active role in preventing incitements. So in this case, there is also a claim for damages. So not only for an injunction.
Well, that brings us back to one of the questions I had in the very beginning then. Is this lawsuit mostly about recouping some $1 billion, or is it mostly about, I don't know, court activism?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both, I suppose. The action was brought on behalf of a number of deceased individuals. So I suspect that money... wouldn't bring them back. So the damages sort are pretty much symbolic, and saying that there is probably intent here to create some sort of precedent, and also I suppose politically highlight a number of issues from the Israeli side, same way that the Palestinian case against Motorola is probably intending to highlight the plight of the Palestinians who are killed in Israel.
Well, looking forward, what happens now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, what will happen now? Are we in the first stages? Will it take six?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, well, the lawsuit was only filed yesterday. So, which is last night American time. And coincidentally, the lawsuit was filed before the same judge that is dealing with the Motorola lawsuit. So the same judge now has to decide whether the cases should move forward. One case, interestingly enough, is being brought by a Palestinian group. Another case is being brought by an Israeli group. So the same judge will have to make a decision how to proceed with the matters, and I promise an update as soon as I have it.
All right. Well, we'll take you up on that promise. It was a pleasure talking to you, Yair, and we hope to get in touch.